This is a sense of him being a used car salesman. This is a sense of a guy being a charming hick. He was loathed because, first place, I think we've all known somebody like Bill Clinton, and we don't want them to be president of our country. Ms. Clinton. And the wife was terrifying as well. She was pushy, she was humorless, she couldn't get her hair figured out. There were just so many things about Hillary that we didn't like.
We're back with Word of Mouth and with Barrett Goodman. He's written, directed, and produced a thorough and searching documentary about the fascinating life of Bill Clinton, the 42nd president. Barrick, all of this is, you know, of public record. We may even remember hearing about the events in Rwanda or Bosnia or Whitewater and the hatred for Bill Clinton. But you pull it all together and frame it in a way that gets to the history of both a man and a politician.
Mm-hmm.
I just wonder if there were any big insights for you when producing this.
You know, I started this project, as any, I think, biographer would, trying to figure out if I could resolve the contradictions in Bill Clinton, because he is such a contradictory figure, right? I mean, he's so polarizing, and people find things to love or hate about him. But what I came to realize and understand about Clinton is that you can never resolve the contradictions in Clinton. The very same things that got him into trouble, those drives, are the same drives that got him into power. The effort was kind of a fool's errand to try to sort of come up with a way to resolve how such a brilliant man could do so many stupid things, really. That was really the insight I gained over the course of doing this.
Part of the pain of this, I think, for a lot of people is watching his affair with Monica Lewinsky unfold in this very public way. You know, this is, after all, the beginning, the very early years of the internet. I remember that was one of the first things that everyone posted was what the Star Report. And also Hillary Clinton, here she is on a nationally televised television interview, in this case, standing by her man once again after he denied having sex with Monica Lewinsky.
The great story here for anybody willing to find it and write about it and explain it is this vast right-wing conspiracy that has been conspiring against my husband since the day he announced for president.
She says this is all about the vast right-wing conspiracy. And in that moment sort of sets the tone for the defense of the president against these charges.
That last voice there was Joe Klein from the film Clinton. It's a two-part series directed, produced, and written by my guest, Barrick Goodman. Barrick, tell me about what you hear there. You know, there is this idea that everybody's out to get Clinton, and the Star Report in itself, we hear from several people who say, you know, this became prurient at some point, this became a witch hunt at some point. Was there good reason for that? Was there good reason for that doubt, especially given the kind of internal demons it sounded like Clinton was wrestling with?
I think both things are true. I wouldn't agree with Hillary that there was a vast right-wing conspiracy, but I would agree that there were determined enemies interested in undermining Clinton's presidency and willing to cross lines that had never been crossed before to destroy him, to set him up for failure. Now, that said, that doesn't exonerate Clinton, because at the same time, he was giving to his enemies the ammunition they needed. He was lying in public. He was stepping into their trap voluntarily and with his eyes open. It's very hard to affix blame in this, because both sides equally share blame for what was a national tragedy. I mean, if you look at the Monica Lewinsky scandal, it wasn't just the fact that it nearly resulted in Clinton's removal from office and did result in his impeachment. It ground Washington to a halt. It began the sort of poisonous partisanship that we have in Washington to this day. It had its roots in that scandal. And so it really is a national tragedy, and it's a national tragedy for which there's, I think, equal blame from both sides.
So these years later, how do you think the Clinton presidency is going to be remembered, and how do you think your film might shape that?
We deal with the question of how he was going to be remembered, but we don't resolve it, because I think it's unresolvable. John Harris, at the end of the film, the editor of Politico, says that the Clinton presidency will be an argument without end, and I completely agree with that. It depends on what criteria you use. If you simply use the health of the country, the economy, the foreign policy, Clinton's presidency has to be judged a great success. I mean, it was It was an era of unprecedented prosperity, peace around the world. We were held in the highest regard that the country's ever been held in around the world, and that's largely due to Clinton's success in office. But if you're judging it in terms of what could have been, the sort of moral standing of the office, of presidency, in those ways it was a failure. So I think it really depends on what questions you're asking. I personally feel about Clinton that he was a successful president despite all the mistakes, and that he really was subjected to an unprecedented assault from his political enemies, an unfair assault. I do agree with Clinton when he says there was no previous president, probably no president since, that's ever been held to these standards, you know, whose private life has been, you know, so picked over. Nevertheless, you know, as I said before, he made himself vulnerable by the mistakes he made in office.
Barrett Goodman there, director and producer of Clinton, It All Began with Hope. The film premiered on PBS's American Experience last night, President's Day. Part two airs this evening. To check your local listings or catch up on part one of the film, visit wordofmouthradio.org. Coming up, a career in commercials leads another film director to the Oscars red carpet. We'll speak with the nominee for Best Original Screenplay for Margin Call when Word of Mouth continues.